This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Pamela Gold, spiritual strength coach, speaker, author of the book Find More Strengths, Five Pillars to Unlock Unlimited Power and Happiness. Pamela, welcome to the program today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm really happy to be here.
You talk sometimes about, and balance is a big thing, and I have a consultant I talk with who says balance is a misnomer. You know, you cannot simply give equally in every area like a rock star and have straight A's in everything in your life all the time. Tell me about, and especially for us perfectionists or us entrepreneurs that want to conquer the world, how do you launch a business, or how do you have an approach to building a company and also taking time for self-care or for care of those other areas of your life that are important?
Yeah. Well, for me, the magic kind of key to this is presence. Because when I'm present, I can feel what I need. So like you said, there are going to be times when you can't be in two places at once. And sometimes it means you're going to miss something with your family. Sometimes it means you're going to miss something with the business. So for me, the real shift has been to be present with myself, in touch with what I need, because then I can feel what's true in that moment. And that may sound nebulous and may sound strange, but the thing is, our mind will distract us and will keep us bouncing around here and there, because my husband still struggles with this, and he has to travel a lot for work. And the poor guy feels guilty no matter what he does. It's like he's constantly in a place of feeling not good enough. And so for me, I stay in the moment and I can ask myself, what do I need to do? And I feel what I need to do. Sometimes I need to be with the kids. Sometimes, any, you know, any moment there's going to be a different answer. And you can't be looking around to see if you are doing the right thing. You can't look for external validation. You need to feel in your heart what is right for you in that moment. And then once you make the call, there's no thinking about it and second guessing it, because you will drive yourself nuts. Like literally will drive yourself nuts. So for me, I stay in the present moment. I feel what I need to do. I make the call and then I commit to it and I don't look back. And so like if I'm going to go on a business trip and miss this time with my family, I make that call and it's signed, sealed, and delivered, and there's no guilt. And this is, again, a lot of that inner work, which may sound nebulous. We're like, well, Pam, that sounds great. You know, like I don't want to have guilt when I go on a business trip either. But this is the work. Because when you do this inner work, you make peace with your demons. And then you can actually surf all of the stuff in your life with grace and at peace, instead of struggling with guilt and fear and all the pride issues, all the different things that knock us down. And so I know it may sound like, you know, pie in the sky, but that's what I've connected with and figured out. And that's, you know, part of what the book is about, what I'm trying to share with people, is that it's so counterintuitive, but it's this inner work that actually unlocks all of our outward achievement and makes the things that seem so hard actually become easy. Not painless, because there's always going to be pain, because you have to grieve the things that you miss and don't do. All it's still painful, but you're at peace with it and it becomes easy.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you to get your thoughts on the show, get your feedback on your favorite guests. Connect with me on LinkedIn right now. Send me a quick message. I look forward to talking to you.